Welcome back to continuing coverage of Hurricane Sally here at FM Talk 106.5. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig, and our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams, joins us again. Dr. Bill, we just finished talking with Captain Charlie Gray, who lives on Dolphin Island full time. He's talked about right now. He said within the last hour, he feels he's experienced the highest winds of the last few days. So right now is when he's getting the worst of it. Let's talk about that and what you see from the west, and then we'll move over to the east where you're calling for the landfall.
Yeah, the eye wall now around the eye of the hurricane is now over the southern portion of Baldwin County. In fact, part of it now has reached all the way up into central Baldwin County. Then it extends westward over Mobile Bay and all the way down to Dolphin Island. So there's a good reason why they're experiencing the highest winds so far. And on the eastern side, that eye wall extends all the way over to Orange Beach and over into near Pensacola. And it's a very large eye wall, and it's gradually advancing to the north. Now, the actual eye itself and the center of it is still offshore. And it's going to be a while before the center moves on into Baldwin County, and that will be the official landfall of the hurricane. And it looks now like the center of Sally will move across the Fort Morgan Peninsula and Weeks Bay and then on up through Baldwin County through the morning hours and into the afternoon. And so it's going to last for a long time, these very strong winds and very heavy rains along the northern eye wall as it slowly moves northward through Baldwin County. And the western portion of that eye wall will affect Mobile Bay and also the eastern portion of Mobile County. But the strongest winds will be over in Baldwin County as that eye wall moves northward.
Let's talk about those strong winds, too. If people went to bed early last night, it may be with some surprise when they wake up right now and hear us talking about Category 2 Hurricane Sally. That's a significant change overnight.
It was amazing. It did drop down to 80 mile-per-hour winds, but then the pressure began to fall, and the winds picked up to 105, making it, again, a Category 2. So it's the storm has defied some of the things that are taking place, in which there is some wind shear and also upwelling of water and bringing deeper water up to the surface, which is a little cooler. And it has basically defied that and went ahead and increased up to a Category 2.
Okay. So with that being said, how long does it, as you talk about this slow track inland going through Baldwin County into central and northern and towards Escambia County, how long does it retain that hurricane force wind, whether that be a 2 or just a Category 1?
It'll drop back to a Category 1 pretty soon once that landfall occurs. But it means that we will see gusts to hurricane force extend all the way up to northern Baldwin County and on up the bay, and also Escambia County, Florida, will see hurricane force gusts extending all the way up to the northern portion of that county. And then gradually as the center moves up into the northern portion of Baldwin this afternoon, we'll see it continue then to decrease. But still, even tonight and early tomorrow, when the center moves on up into interior portions of southwest Alabama, it will still produce some very heavy rains as well as gusty winds of near hurricane force as it begins more of a turn to the northeast and eventually heads up on Thursday into central Alabama.
Dr. Bill, there was a tornado warning in Santa Rosa County, Florida, that has since expired. As far as these tornadoes that spawn off of Sally, where is the highest risk for those right now?
The highest risk would be east of the center, and therefore anywhere in eastern Baldwin County, and particularly over in the Pensacola area, Escambia County, Santa Rosa. There we have a sort of feeder bands of thunderstorms that are are coming off the Gulf, and some of those can develop rotation. And the tornadoes that that do occur do not last very long. They're very quick, and but they can do a lot of damage there in a short period of time. And tracks are very short compared to tornadoes that occur in non-tropical situations.
And Dr. Bill, what do you tell the folks on the west side of this? And then I come back to the east, but I keep thinking about Captain Charlie Gray, who we just talked to. As this storm has a north-northeast track, while you talk about this being a day-long event, as we look at Baldwin County and up in to different parts of southwest Alabama and northwest Florida, what about folks Bilabatri, Codan, Dauphin Island, Pascagoula, should they see some market improvement today, or are they going to be in the same boat as the folks in Baldwin County?
Certainly the coastal areas of Mobile County and over into Jackson County, they'll see an improvement as far as the storm surge. It is pretty much at its peak, and a northerly wind will develop and then start to push the water back out, so that you'll see that drop down. But on the western side, over in Mobile County now, we can expect gale force winds through the rest of the morning and into the afternoon. The winds will become more out of the north, and we'll see gusts in the Mobile area and the downtown and throughout the city, gusts getting up to 60, 65 miles an hour through the morning hours, and then we'll see that drop off into the gust of the 50s this afternoon.
Now, the rainfall totals we've been talking about range, I guess, as you go further east, heavier rainfall totals, but that does put this track that you're laying out for Sally to go through in some of those places double digits and significantly above double digits in rainfall totals. That's that tree damage you and I have been talking about a couple days. They've had a big soaking there, and now you're going to apply some hurricane force winds to those trees.
That's right. And normally with a category one or possibly category two, most of the damage would be tree limbs coming down. But if you've got a lot of rain and saturated conditions, ground soil becomes soft, and there's a good chance that some trees will topple over. We may find that be the situation. And the heaviest rain right now looks like, and those totals that we heard of 12 to 18 inches or 20 inches, most of that's going to occur in Baldwin County, particularly the eastern side and on over into the Pensacola area, northwest Florida, where we will see some of those large totals. We've already had double-digit rains that have occurred along the coastal areas of Baldwin County, and they'll continue to get periods of rain through the morning. But double-digit rains will be mostly in Baldwin and over in Escambia County. And heavy rainfalls will extend on up into interior southwest Alabama. May not be double-digit, but they'll look at 5 inches, 6, 7, 8, maybe 9 inches of rain up in the interior of southwest Alabama as the storm gradually heads out of our area late today and tonight.
Yeah, and you talk about the interior parts of the state. There may be the chronic effects from Hurricane Sally, right? Because right now we're dealing with flooding from rainfall and storm surge holding it up in places. But all that rain continues to fall going north, and it's got to get back down to the Gulf.
Yeah, the rivers are going to be carrying all that down, and we're going to see a considerable amount of rainfall carried all the way over into central Alabama and eventually all the way up into north Georgia. And all that moisture eventually gets to the Appalachians, and that increases the amount of rain up in that area. So this storm is going to have an impact over a large area of the southeast.
Dr. Bill, we appreciate the update. We will be checking back with you out throughout the morning and getting updates on the track of Sally. Thanks for your time.
Okay, Sean.
There he is, our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams. And we'll be leaning on him heavily, as we always do, throughout the morning into Mobile Mornings. That starts, when does that start? 2.5 hours from now. Then the Jeff Poor Show at Midday Mobile. And we're taking your calls and texts as well at 343-0106. This is FM Talk 106.5. USA Radio News.